Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s, Los Angeles, California Garage Rock, and you're listening to The Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford. Rock on, Alex.
And you never tell me no lies, but I know they're not to be true, 'cause you're telling lies all the time. There's been times, times in the past, when you left me all high and dry. Your airs, your ways, and your graces, please leave me standing alone. Can't begin to hide your other faces.
6 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, I mean, what I tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour, kind of, sort of, the first set of the second hour. You just heard the Wildebeest and Standing Alone from the CD Go Wild in the Country, came out in 1997 on Sympathy for the Record Industry, and Standing Alone. For that, Jimmy Smith, title track from Organ Grinder's Swing, came out in 1965 on Verve. And then Boots Brown before that, and Cerveza, track originally released in the RCA Victor label 1958. I got off the compilation Frolic Diner Part 2, the CD version. Came out in 1999 on Romulan. Anyway, Sean will be up at 8 o'clock. That's about 52 minutes from now. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows. And so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
I want to tell you about a oop oop it do ya. Yeah. You know they call it.
If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man, and you'll be glad every that you treated her right.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Highways that wind and wander over mountains and valleys, deserts and plains. I guess I've drove about all of them. 'Cause for the past 25 years now, the cab of a truck has been my home. And it'd be kind of hard for me to settle down and not be on the go. Well, I remember the first truck I drove. I was so proud I could hardly wait to get home to show my wife and little boy. And my little boy was so excited like when he saw his first snow. And he wasn't old enough to say too many words. He just kept hollering, "Giddy up, go, Daddy. Giddy up, go." So that's what I named the old truck. Giddy up, go. Oh, things wasn't too bad. Of course, I was gone a lot. And after about 6 years, I got home one day and found my wife and little boy gone. I couldn't find out what happened. Nobody seemed to know. So from that day on, it's been me and old Giddy Up Go. I've made a lot of friends at all the truck stops. And some of them would kid me about my little sign. Of course, they knew where I got the name, 'cause I'd told them about that little boy of mine, and how his first word about the truck was, "Giddy up, go." Today I was barreling down old 66 when up beside me pulled a brand new diesel rig, both stacks blowing black coal. And as he pulled around and back in front of me, a big lump came in my throat. And my eyes watered like I had a bad old cold. A little sign on the back of the truck that read, "Giddy up, go." Well, I pushed old Giddy up and stayed right on him until the next truck stop where he'd pulled up. I waited till he went in and I offered to buy him a cup. Well, we got to talking shop and I said, "How did you come by the name on your truck, Giddy up, go?" Well, he said, "I got it from my pop. Dad used to drive a truck. That's what Mom talked about a lot. You see, I lost Mom when I was just past 16. And I lost all track of Pop. Mom said he got the name from me." I shook his hand and told him that I had something I wanted him to see. I took him out to the old truck and brushed off some of the dirt so the name would show. And his eyes got big and bright as he read, "Giddy up, go." Well, we had a lot of things to talk about, and buddy, I felt like a king. And now we've just pulled back on old 66, and he handled that rig better than any gear jammer that I'd ever seen. Well, now the lines on the highway have got a much brighter glow as we go roaring down the road and me staring at a little sign that reads, "Giddy up, go."
staying right here, having fun as usual.
I keep forgetting to not remember you, put you out of my mind. Never more to be swayed by many charms. I keep forgetting to never think of you, oh, so much of the time.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
You're good enough for me.
6 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard Spider Turner from 1966 on the MGM label, and You're Good Enough for Me. Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood did Old Lonesome Me. That's a B-side to Some Velvet Morning. Came out in 1967 on Reprise. Well, that Lynn Anderson in her pre-Columbia days on the Chart label, 1968. And I keep forgetting that I forgot about you. And then before that, Annette and the Afterbeats did Ma, He's Making Eyes at Me, from 1959 on the Disneyland label. For that, Red Solvine and Giddy Up Go, a track recorded on the Star Day label, 1965. This week's song that everybody knows before that, and Treat Her Right by Roy Head and the Traits, 1965 on Backbeat, and we kicked it off with the Mystics and their take on Oopa Doo, Oopa, Oopa Doo. Originally released on the Black Cat label, 1964. I got it on the compilation, You're Playing With Fire. Came out in 2003 on Lance. Oh boy, I made a bunch of mistakes on that. Anyway, one more break, and then we're done. 32 more minutes. Can you stand it? These are the Desperate Hours.
Of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5. Yeah.
you'd always say each time I'd ask you for a day. Probably tomorrow my heart would fill with sorrow each time you'd ask me to wait. Probably tomorrow that's what your mother would say.
For you.
Oh, it's
three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening, or next to last set of the evening. Oh, getting away. I'm anxious to get out of here, but I ain't even hungry. But anyway, you just heard the Ideals and Please, Jan, on the, came out in 1959 on the Stars of Hollywood label. For that, Mark Markham and the Jesters did I Don't Need You. They're off the compilation 60s Archives Volume 4. Came out in 1991 on Eva. The original release was on the Power label in 1966. For that, Bobby V from 1963 on the Liberty label and Bobby Tomorrow. And before that, Bobby Socks and the Blue Jeans and an instrumental, a B-side to Zippity Doodah and Flip and Nitty, came out on the Phyllis label in 1962. Then we kicked off the set with All That I Really Want by the Tempos, a track released on the Twin Spin label 1966. I got off the compilation Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns Volumes 3 and 4. Came out on Crypt in 2015. Okay, we got about 18 minutes to go. Sean will be in. So stick around. Let's take this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Pad. There was a party of swinging like crazy, and the music wailed like mad. It was the very first time that you did me wrong. Well, you dug me and then you walked over, sat on a stool next to me, and then you came on with a story just as sad as it could be. I sympathized with you, but you did me wrong. Daddy was busted, said your mama was weary and beat, said your 10 little brothers and sisters didn't have anything to eat. And so I helped you out, but you did me wrong. We drank up a toast to our friendship, we said here's for better or worse. And it was then that I noticed that pill box you had tucked down in your purse. And in the morning I knew how you did me wrong. After taking a full box of aspirin, I showered and shaved and I split. Then I cut right over to Sleepy Joe's and said, hey Joe, what's the bit? And then he leveled with me, 'cause you did me wrong. Then he said,
conniver to boot. And he wasn't the least bit surprised when I said you took my loot. He helped me track you down, 'cause you did me wrong. Now here you are saying you're sorry, pleading with me for your bail. But for all of the trouble you caused me, you can sit right here in jail. You know it's all your fault, 'cause you did me wrong. You did me wrong, dog.
I know them dreams are bad. You think I don't care. But if I wake up some morning and find you're not there, you're gonna make me feel.
And they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda, couldas, and never words from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Oh, yeah, let me tell you what I just played. This last set of the show, you heard the Ascots from 1966 on the Frat label, and so good, I got the compilation Back from the Grave Volume 6 with that Bill Norvison with the sound of Val Grund, and You Did Me Wrong, came on 1960 on Era. Percy Mayfield and Ha Ha in the Daytime and Boo Hoo in the Nighttime came out in 1967 on the Tangerine Record Company label. And then The Five of Us before that and Hey You, a track originally released in the current label, 1966. I got off the compilation Garage Beat 66, Volume 1, came out in 2004 on Sundays. And then we kicked off the set with A Little Bit of Something is Better Than a Whole Lot of Nothing by the U.S. group. Got off the compilation Winning Sides, Volume 2, came out on the Hip Shake label, 2005, originally released in the Uptown label in 1966. Anyway, this was the first show of the fall season here at MFO, the Desperate Hours. I look forward to an enjoyable season, which will last through late January. My name is Alex, and as always, a pleasure. I can just slam the door. Who cares? Sean is up next. Woo! My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. Y'all take care.